Now it's time for the Common Sense Broadcast with Roland Trujillo. Common sense is about how you can solve your problems in a moment of calm reflection. Common sense is straight talk about life's most important issues. And now your Common Sense host, Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to a program called Common Sense. I'm your host. My name is Roland Trujillo. In our last program, I talked about how we come to fall and fail. And it's basically the same for all of us. Of course, each of our lives are a little different. We have different variations on the theme, but the basic theme of the fall of the human race repeats itself in every individual. Few of us find salvation from the fall. But many don't. Now, what I would like to do today is to continue with last program's topic about tease and comfort. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what I said last program was that we fall by way of cruelty and then false kindness. Then more cruelty, and see, and even the false kindness is a cruelty. And then more cruelty and more false kindness. You see what I mean? From the time we're little until the time we reach, we're lying on our deathbed. It's an endless repetition of that. There's very little love, see? And where is the Prince of Peace who will come and kiss you and awaken you? With no more tease and no more false comfort, no more false love. So let's look at it again. I said in the last program, see, that's what you need salvation from, that whole process. You need salvation from that. But in order to begin to search for salvation, to search for a real answer, you have to see what has happened. See, you have to see what's happened and realize what your realize that you have a problem, what the nature of your problem is. Now, the last program, I said that when we were little, we succumbed to cruelties. And then as we get older, more often than not, at least here in the United States where things are relatively decent, or Europe, or, relatively modern, civilized countries, then we suffer from false love, which is also cruel. For example, when you were a little child, there was just raw cruel tease. They teased you for something or other, the way you looked, the way you talked, the way you acted. See, they were just mean tease, vicious tease, bullying and cattiness and talking behind your back and saying mean things. And often it was at school, other kids, see, it could have been older kids, it could have been on the way to school or on the way home. Cruelty, they called you names, they laughed at you and went na-na-na-na-na-na, that sort of thing. There's a lot of that that goes on. Or it could have been at home, could have been an older sister who was very clever. She always was clever at putting you down, see. Or it could have been an older brother who was mean. To you. You were smaller than him, so he pushed you down. See what I mean? So there are many, many, but the point I'm getting is that there was a lot of cruelties, and what did it do? It made you upset. It made you cry. Or it could have been a babysitter. See, a babysitter. Some of them are cruel. Parents often don't know how cruel, mean, see, babysitters can be. See, or it could have been a daycare. It could have been a daycare provider. There's just so many examples of cruelty. But what did it do? It made you upset, and it made you angry, see? It hurt you, and it made you cry, okay? So that's cruel tease, cruelty, okay? So that's what you succumbed to when you were little. The attack was upon your little egotistical nature, and it made you upset, and eventually resentful. And that set the stage for the next thing, the next form of cruelty, which is phony love. I'll be right back. I'd like to offer a free gift to you for taking the time to send us an email letting us know what station you're listening to and what city you're listening in. It's very important for us to find out just where our audience is and where they're listening from. As a gift for taking time to send us an email, we'll send you a tensometer. It's a credit card size stress meter that actually measures your stress level by measuring the temperature of your skin. I've got some that I bought 17 years ago when I first went on the air. They're one of our classic giveaway items. We'd like to send you one for free if you'll take the time to send us an email at roland@radiomeditation.com. That's Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at radiomeditation.com. Please tell us what station you're listening to and what city you live in. Provide your name and a mailing address, and we'll send you a tensometer as a free gift. Once again, please email us at roland@radiomeditation.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, so you see that cruelties and then false love teas are two heads of the same coin. But let's talk about, now let's go on to the next part. So perhaps when you were a little child, you were teased in many, many ways, or people were mean, they said you were a rotten little kid, or they rejected you. There's so many forms of cruelty. It could even have been a parent. See? They told you you were no good and blamed you and accused you, or they just flat out rejected you or hit you. You know, there's all that type of thing. So I don't need to belabor the point. You get the idea. Plenty of cruelty. I'm sure you can give many examples. Now, let's move forward now in our little saga, the story of your life and everybody's life, to when you became a young adult. Okay? When you became, 18, 20, 22, 25, 30, you went out into the world and yeah, you were amazed at how much nicer it was, in as much as there wasn't the same vicious cruelties, for the most part. When you went to work somewhere, most people were nice, and it was kind of a stable environment, and people behaved more or less properly, and it was quite a relief, actually, quite a relief from the cruelty of high school and junior high and the playground, and you know what I mean, from your family. So it was nice to be off on your own, and so that was good. But you entered into a phony world that had false love for your ego. See, false love. And and of course it also happened when you were a kid. So let's look at various forms of phony love, false love. See, it prevents you from really getting better. See, in order to really begin, in order to recover, you must find your center. You must find your center, from which you can calmly see things as they are, see, and then flow from that center of dignity, see, flow effortlessly and naturally through life, growing and developing as the good Lord intended, see, with compassion, with understanding, with courage, with all the wonderful virtues that are inside, see, that are inside of you, but which you fail to express. See, you fail to be calm, you fail to be kind, you fail to have wisdom. You fail to act reasonably and sensibly and carefully and temperately in all of your ways. Why? Well, because you become upset. See? You become excited, you become upset, you become angry. So, in order to recover, then, you must refind your center. But if somebody comes along with false, phony love, then that also keeps you away from your center. Okay? Phony love. For example, let's say you're a little kid and somebody's mean to you, and then somebody comes along and says, oh, your parents are no good, your family's no good, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you join this gang? Why don't you join this group? See, that's false love. Or when you're a little kid, you're in your room and you're hurting. You're hurting because your parents are fighting and your brother was mean to you and the kids at school teased you. And then you put on the radio and there's music. Music, and it serenades you. See, either it feeds your anger, you know, like rap music or something like that. It feeds your rebellion, your hostile rebelliousness against the injustice, or it feeds your need for love. See, we do have a need for love. There's no question. We have a real need for love. But the real love can be found in that center from which I spoke. See, you can receive the love of, well, the love of God, the warmth of God, the approval of God, for not resenting other people, for not reaching out for phony love. But you couldn't help yourself when you were a kid and a young person, because they were so cruel and mean. They tempted you to reach for love, for phony love. So the music serenaded you. Or perhaps someone came along with the marijuana. See, that's phony love. In your emptiness, see, because of your anger and your rage, see? So they came along with that form of phony love. Marijuana, drugs, alcohol, that's false love. See? Or perhaps it was teachers that came along, educators that said, you can be great, you can be glorious, you can be wonderful, you can be, great through education. Study, 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 become ambitious and get good grades and get degrees. Then you can have power and greatness and people will admire you and you'll lord it over them with knowledge. See, so maybe you went for that form of phony love. Maybe they praised you, they gave you grades, they told you how smart you were, and of course you lapped it up because, see, you lapped up their accolades because you were needy. See, you needed love. But it's a false love. See, they're tempting you not to, instead of finding your center, instead of becoming what the good Lord had intended you to be, they tempt you to be ambitious, to lord it over other people with knowledge, see, to compensate for their having lorded it over you with putting you down or something. See what I mean? So you see all these forms of false love. Okay, so I think I've made my point. There are just a million, million forms of false love. False love from other people, patting you on the back and telling you you're wonderful and loving you just the way you are. Well, what, if you're not wonderful, see? And then there are the ones that hold their nose and give you massages or manicure your nails or pet it, you know. It's indulging ourselves in pedicures and so on. It's a form of false love. See, they cater to you and make you feel like a queen or a king, but actually, they hold their nose and then they make you pay a lot of money, see, for their false love. So for one person it's beer, for another it's wine. For one person it's marijuana, for another it's methamphetamine. For one person it's joining a gang, for another person it's ambitiously studying to lord it over people with knowledge. There are so many forms of false love, see. So there we are. Angry, resentful, ambitious, secretly judgmental of others, and then somebody comes along and loves us just as we are with music. See, they see your needs, and then they cater to your needs. You see what I mean? So there are so many forms of false love; it's unbelievable. I don't know which is so. Which is worse, cruelty or false love? At least with flat out, overt cruelty. The pain of it, see? You see that it's cruel, and if you don't hate it, if you don't resent it, see, that's the secret. Don't hate, don't resent. Remember Christ. Remember what they did to him. Remember how he came to help people? And the thanks he got was to be beaten up and slapped around and whipped and mistreated, see? And the same with the nice apostles. It's always been that way. See, that's the thanks people get for trying to help others. Often it's to be rejected and so on. That's what happens. So there's that cruelty, and it tempts you to hate. Overt cruelty, vicious overt cruelty. What does it do? It tempts you to hate. Or when somebody steals your stuff, tempts you to hate. But be careful, because when you hate them, you take upon them their nature. Yeah, you take upon their nature. And then you turn around and do unto others what was done to you. You turn around and steal from somebody else, see? So be careful, don't hate them. It doesn't mean you have to like them. See that what they did was wrong, see that it's unjust. But don't hate them, okay? That's the secret. But the next thing is the false love, and that is harder to, that's harder to survive. If the cruelty doesn't get you, then the false love will, because it's very, 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 very hard to see. It makes you feel so good that it's hard to see that it's bad for you. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is called Common Sense, and I am your host. Now, a couple of brief items here. Am I not describing the fall of the human race, what has happened to all of us? We were treated cruelly, and then we felt empty, and we needed love, and then we reached out to the world, and then they saw our needs, and they responded with the worldly love, and then we later on found out that we were betrayed. See? We were betrayed. But then what did we do? Then we hated them for betraying us, resented them, blamed them, and then that made us feel more empty. So what's the answer? Well, here it is very simply. Very simple answer is don't resent them. See that you have a fallen nature. Now, don't be too hard on yourself in this regard, because we all have the same nature. See, in that respect, you're not special at all. You're just like millions and millions of other people. You're just like them. You're born with a little fallen ego, one that's easily deceived and easily upset, and then it happens, and you become upset, and then you become resentful, and you feel empty, and then you reach out for the world. See, notice how the more upset you become, the more empty you feel. See, the more hungry and thirsty you reach out. So you reach out for food or alcohol. So you eat and eat and eat, or drink and drink and drink. See, or diet soda, whatever it is. But can't you see that that's also a false love? Can't you see that it also will end up betraying you? But don't blame it, see. Don't blame the alcohol. Don't blame the cigarettes. Don't blame the food or the pastries or the chocolates or whatever it is. Don't blame them. Just simply see that you became empty and hungrier and emptier. Okay? Now, and so, can you also see, do you see how it began? Remember how it began? It began with cruelties. Meanness and cruelty and injustice when you were a little kid that made you upset and angry. Okay? That's how it begins. It separates you from your inner ground of being. See? See, it basically separates you from God, from God's presence, and from His love. See, from that ground of being, from which your soul and you, of course, your soul and your body, of course, would flower and grow, and become what you were meant to be. See, to the extent that people remain themselves, to the extent that they're honest, and to the extent that they don't care so much what other people think. And to the extent that they follow their own path, see, to that extent they become a Mark Twain, they become a Booker T. Washington, a George Washington Carver, a Madame Curie, see, they become a Sojourner Truth, they become a Susan B. Anthony, see, an Einstein, a Thomas Edison, they become the Wright brothers, Lewis and Clark. See, that's who they become. A George Washington, a Moses, a David. You see what I mean? An Anwar Sadat. So many wonderful people in different fields. Are you with me? So you could have been whatever you were meant to be You could have been that, but you fell away from it, from that your ground of being, through becoming resentful. See, that's your mistake. So can you see then what God, one of the things that God would like you to see? He would like you to see not to be resentful. In other words, don't hate other people. That's very important. Remember Christ said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Well, but he said the second commandment is like unto it. See, love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, don't hate them. Don't use them. Don't resent them. Don't judge them. Don't condemn them. See them as they are, possibly, maybe with feet of clay, but don't hate them. Then you're safe. Then you can continue to flower. Okay? So now you see what happened. So don't resent. So learn your lesson now. Don't resent other people. See, forgive them. Drop your grudges. Make whatever they did or didn't do unimportant. Okay? Then when you do that, then you'll begin to get back in touch again with your inner ground of being. Okay? From which you can receive, well, fulfillment, an inner fulfillment. Then you won't be so, and you won't be so hungry and so needy. You won't reach out to the world for love only to be betrayed. But remember what I said, it started with resentment and upset. So now you find yourself in a situation where you reach for love, you reach for to marijuana, to food, to alcohol, to cigarettes, see, to education, to courses, to getting promotion at work, to physical objects, you know, cars and clothes and things like that. You reach to them for fulfillment, but they don't fulfill. See, they can't do for your, they can't fulfill your soul like God can. So then you make the mistake of resenting them, which is just another round of the same thing. Are you with me? Resentment, emptiness, see, trying to fulfill the emptiness by reaching for some sort of false, for something that can't satisfy, then resenting it, then reaching again. All right, so the cycle must be broken. See what happened to you and break the cycle. Now here's what I can do to help you. I have a little meditation which is very, very helpful because it is a very, it basically teaches you how to become still and to refind that center of dignity from which you can flow. As I said, it teaches you how to find your own center. See, now you're out of your center. You're upset. See, you go from one extreme to the other. Find your center, okay, and learn to become friends with it. See, when you find your center, the first thing is going to make you feel bad, a little bit bad, because it feels like conscience. Because it's going to bring to your attention, it's going to bring you to see some of the things that you've done that, well, you shouldn't have done, such as hating your mom or resenting your dad. When you see that, then just bear the pain of it. Don't reach for the false love of the world. Don't reach for distractions. Bear the pain of it. See, and then you become a friend of your conscience again, which is intuition. You'll become a friend of intuition. Then you can flow from it. And the other thing the meditation does, which is very wonderful, is it teaches you how to stand back from thought and observe thought. See, notice how when you become upset or resentful, notice how thoughts rise to comfort you. Let's say you resent somebody. They do something, you resent them. Then notice what kind of thoughts you have. They're not very nice. Mostly they're thoughts of revenge, of getting even, of showing them something, proving to them something, doing to them what they did to you, hurting them, making them. See what I mean? Those are not very nice thoughts. They comfort your ego, though, don't they? They're kind of a false love. See? So those thoughts are also your betrayers. So don't struggle with them. Don't resent those thoughts. Just see them for what they are. Empty, useless thoughts. Not very nice. Trust them no longer. Follow them no longer. Stand back and observe them. Let them pass. See? Learn to live in the present moment. To live and move and have your being in the present. Remember the beautiful television series Kung Fu? It had a nice man, David Carradine, starred, I believe, as the Shaolin monk who came from China to the United States in the days of the old West. Remember how he lived? He lived simply and honorably, and he moved gracefully, see? And he was helpful. He helped people. He loved justice. Learn to live and move and have your being in such a delicate, wonderful way. See? Of course, you can still do business and do sports, and you can read and You can do all the things that you do now, but just not so excitedly, not so angrily, not so willfully. See? Learn to see, and as you calm down, you'll be a better mom, dad, husband, wife. See? It's a very, very wonderful thing. So please, I exhort you to get this little meditation that I have. Go to the website, commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. And of course, we have our new blog spot, which is really wonderful. You can subscribe to it so you can get the feeds, either the podcast feeds or the new articles as they come along. If you go to commonsensecounseling.org, you can find a link to our blog spot there. Please, I beg of you, take advantage of what I have to offer, and it will help you. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm here from 5 to 5:30. I had been on 5 days a week, now 3 days a week, because of lack of funds. I was almost ready to go off the air, but thanks to one very nice person, I'm still here, but I could certainly use some help. Any of you who could send some money, send something, help in some way, it'd be very helpful. Keep the program on the air. It's good for you that I'm here for other people. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Common Sense Broadcast with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to the Common Sense Broadcast anytime by logging into www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information. You can also order materials or make a donation using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.